be. And in addition to being an international wedding photographer, she is helping us launch something today, which is really cool. Can we pass out these things? Do we have ushers passing out things? Oh, Shelby's going to do it. Heck, there's the famous girl. Okay, so... So have you guys heard about Month of Giving? We've done that in the past. I wanted to talk about it today. Ooh, we're popping like crazy, aren't we? Matthew, what'd you do to me? Yeah, we can switch. Do we need to switch? Oh, no, when the sound guy goes... You know it's going to be a good day. We'll try it. Okay. So Month of Giving. So these cards is something we do as a church, and I wanted to just talk about it this morning, and I am excited about this. So kind of hear how... This takes participation. I need y'all's help. So what we're going to do is every week this month, we're going to give a card as a reminder. And then this is y'all's part. You got to do something, okay? So the card is a reminder to do something, and it's really special. So every year we have done this, really awesome, incredible testimonies have come out. So did everybody get a card? I mean, we got these things printed, y'all. You're getting one if you don't have one, okay? All right. So, I mean, honestly, Shelby did. She did an incredible job, and we're going to give these out. Take some extras if you want. And so y'all are committed. You showed up today. You're doing it, okay? All right. I'm sorry. Okay. So what's today's card? Okay. So write a card or a note for a family member or friend expressing your gratitude towards them. Well, that don't sound too bad. Like, that's pretty good. Hey, Camille, can you, I've got like a picture of a hedge trimmer. I want it up there. Yeah, it works. Technology is among us today. It's okay. Brian, you in the house? Just saying. It's good to have tech support. How about that, Camille? Okay. Come on, Camille. That a girl. Okay. So I wanted to tell y'all a story, and I know it's Thanksgiving and we're being thankful. It's a little bit heavy, a little bit sad, but I just, when I was praying about today and about writing and about being grateful for people and just and family, and I was, and this is what came to mind. So I'm just going to kind of go for it. Is that okay? So Mother's Day was a pretty interesting day for my family. And I mean, some of y'all knew about this, but not very many people that day. What happened was my cute girlfriend was supposed to preach that day. And then, I don't know, sometime during the night, she started getting sick. And then, you know, husbands, you know what it's like, right? Like, you kind of hear something in the background, and then you're like, what is happening? And it's like, oh, she is not keeping the contents of her stomach down any longer. It's like, okay. So, you know, I'm a good husband, and I didn't do anything for her. I just tried to stay out of the way, and then, you know, like a good husband, I thought, oh, shoot, she was preaching today. Huh. So I went, well, I'm preaching today. Okay, so I got it. So so the day started off kind of weird for me. So I had been listening and praying and, you know, got something together and then came to church and, you know, it was a little bit hectic. And then what ended up happening was about 20 minutes before we got going on, I got a phone call, and Jen's brother committed suicide. And super sad, tragic, everything you can think of, right? Where was he? How did it happen? What was going on? You know, those were just the things. And then, you know, it was just kind of overwhelming. And just about as soon as I got through those four or five questions, I just felt God's love. And I really don't know how to explain it other than that. All of those questions, all of those thoughts, all of those things, and I was just like, man, Lord, okay. You love me, and you love my family, and we're going to be okay. And that's just what I heard. So, and I really felt like that's what was supposed to happen, that I was supposed to continue doing what I was doing. This is like a party and a microphone. How about we switch, Matt?
Hello.
How about we go ahead? You got me scared now. Okay. There we go. Yeah, sorry. So God had been speaking to me, just that love. I played worship and then had to speak. And I didn't feel like I needed to talk about it. I just felt God said, hey, I love you. Pause. It'll be fine. You know, we made it. We went through service. It actually was a really great Mother's Day. Some moms really got touched and families. It was really powerful. And God did some pretty cool things that morning. And then, you know, I had to go home and tell my wife what happened to her brother, and start walking through that journey with her, helping answer questions, helping just be in the room, help other family that was going through it, right? Unfortunately, we've gone through this a couple of times, and it's hard. Like, I'm not saying it's not hard. It is, it's a tragedy. And in the middle of that tragedy, you know, when things like that happen, and, you know, over the years and just being involved with church, being a pastor's kid my entire life, and then walking in and then doing some pastor stuff here, you know, very often, pastors or the church is kind of the first phone call, you know, after something really hard happens. So I had been around and experienced that and helped other people through that. But, you know, when it's in your own house, like, it's different. And just throughout the entire thing, God just kept saying, I love you. I love your family. We're going to be okay. And something really interesting happened, right? So that was Mother's Day. And then fast forward in the story just a little bit. During the summer, right, we were going to have a family event. And this was going to be the first kind of event that side of the family has had since her brother passed, right? So I just kind of knew it was going to be a tough day. Right? Like,
the family hadn't seen each other, and some of the family hadn't seen each other since the day it happened, right? So it was just going to be a tough day, and that's just what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And the event was actually like for, you know, birthdays and eat cake and like, you know, it was supposed to be a positive thing. But, you know, kind of, especially the adults, everyone was just kind of going, what is it going to be like to be around her brother's wife and two girls and, you know, the family dynamics and, you know, all of a sudden, things that you would never think about before, it's like, well, in the hallway's his picture, and that's where he normally sits, and that's the kind of food he likes, and right? Like, just all those thoughts. And so I was just praying before we got there, and just like, God, you love me, you love our family, we're going to be okay. And so we get there, and it was pretty weird, honestly. Like, I'm walking down, her parents have a sidewalk that goes across the front of the house, and I had parked on the far side of the house. So I was walking down their sidewalk, and I take like three steps, and I just noticed, like, and they have, I don't know what type of bushes they are, but they have the sidewalks in between bushes. So there's a flower bed with, you know, huge bushes on one side, and the other side's another flower bed, and it has bushes, and the bushes are huge. They've been growing there for years, and, you know, they're sculpted, and so I'm walking down their sidewalk. I took like three steps, and I just noticed. I was like, oh, no one has taken care of the bushes, which is pretty unusual for them. They are into gardening, and, you know, they love the outdoors and all that stuff. And, you know, they really like their flowers and bushes and vegetable gardens and all the things. And I'm walking down the sidewalk, and I just felt like the Lord, I really did. I just had that thought. It's like, I should trim the bushes. And I went, huh, that'd be a pretty strange maneuver for the day. So I looked at Jen as we were walking in. I said, I think I should trim the bushes. And she's like, eh. I'm like, okay. And she goes, I guess ask my mom. I went, okay. So I walk in and, you know, say hi. And, you know, I go to her mom and I was like, so can I trim your bushes? She goes, I would love it if you trimmed the bushes. I went, okay, all right, here we go. So I drop back in the truck, I go home, I get the hedge trimmer, we're going, I drive back, and, you know, it's summer, and I'm about, you know, I'm still in my knee brace pretty good, and, you know, but I was like, I really think I'm supposed to be trimming these bushes. I mean, I haven't done my own yard work most of the summer just because I couldn't. And then so I grab the hedge trimmer, and I just start. And it's like a four-hour job, almost 5 hours. And I just go trimming. And as I'm trimming, all I know what to do is just pray. So I'm making bushes round and square and just going, starting at one end of the house. And they actually, the way their house is laid out, like the bushes start on one end, it goes all across the front, then it takes a left around the house, and then it goes down. I mean, they've got a lot of bushes. And so that's really what I did, is I just trimmed bushes, and the family was doing the family things. Uncles and aunts and the cousins and right, they're going and I'm coming in and out to get water basically and smiling and waving at people, but I just felt like that's what I was supposed to do. So that's pretty much what I did the entire day while we were there, is just tackle taking care of their yard. And honestly, it was probably the only yard task I could do with my knee being messed up. And I just spent the day trimming bushes. And then, you know, throughout the day, I just started praying. I was like, God, why am I doing this? Or is this even a good thing to do? Like, I'm not even in the room with the family. And I really didn't know. I just believed that that's what I was supposed to do. So the day ends, we had a good time, we hugged everybody, and, you know, we would go home. And, you know, several weeks go by, and it just kind of, it didn't bug me. It was just like, man, God, that was such an odd thing. And then later, much later, actually, I realized that in a really interesting way, God was communicating love to that mom and dad that just lost their son to let them know there was still a man willing to help them around. And I didn't realize the significance of that. You know, they've never really, you know, they're thankful I did it, but I just realized that, like, that was God loving them that way, letting them know we're going to be okay. So I want to talk about this real quick. Thessalonians 5, 16, 18. Yeah, I wish I had time to fully develop this just because, you know, Paul basically is writing to the church, and it's just to say it was tough is an understatement, right? He's writing this to a group that was under unbelievable persecution, pressure. It was just a really tough time. I don't have time to develop it all the way, but it's very striking that Paul would write this. Let me just say that, okay? Just trust me. It's a good read. If you don't know, like, it really is. It's super fun. But let's just read this real quick. So, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And as I was praying for today, I didn't realize at the time what God was doing with my family, but man, did he absolutely guide me through this verse through a really hard circumstance. Rejoice. Joy? Joy is kind of interesting. You know, sometimes giving thanks, we're taught, is like a reaction that we're supposed to have. Do you guys know what I mean? You get a birthday present, and mom taught you, right? Tell Uncle so-and-so thank you for the, right? You know what I mean? Like, giving thanks very often in our society, right? It's almost a, what's another way to say it? It's almost like something being polite, right? Like, it's almost like a manners type thing. You receive something, you're supposed to say thank you. Giving thanks in this context is not a thank you for a present, okay? Giving thanks is honestly a way of life. It is an overflow of what's already inside. And guys, I don't know if you've ever been through something like my family is just going through. It's about 6 months now. But in order for that verse to be true, the only way to do it is really interesting how it's framed up. Rejoice, pray because of God, because of Christ Jesus. It's almost a formula, right? Like, what we're communicating here is that comes from inside. And the only way to experience gratitude, thanks, joy, happiness in a real way, like the kind of way that can walk through really hard things, is your relationship with the Lord. That is an outpouring of what's inside. Pray continuously. It's really the same framework. It's not something bad happened, now we pray. Okay? If that's the only step you take, I'm glad you're praying. But that pray continuously, I wish I had more time to even develop that. But the idea here, again, that's coming from the inside out. It's actually your lifestyle. So joy is coming out, praying, your relationship with the Lord, it comes out. Okay? Like, that's really how this works. When you connect the two together and then you're with Christ Jesus, that is an unstoppable force. So what Paul was writing that church, like what was happening back then, like it was really interesting. Like they were in a crisis. They were in it, right? Like there was a reason he wrote that letter, and he wrote it very quickly, punctually. The words were chosen for a reason. And he was like, to tell somebody that's going through a really hard time, be joyful, is odd. Pray, dude, I'm already praying. Trust me, this is the hardest thing I've ever gone through my life. You know what I mean? Like, can you see? Like, what he was communicating was the thing inside comes out. The prayers are part of who you are. Are you starting to get it? Okay. So here's, and we don't have a ton of time today, but here's just what I want y'all to do, what I'm challenging with. And I know that story is super heavy that I told, but I promise you, my family's okay, and we're okay for a very specific reason. We're okay because of the Lord, not because of the things that you hear when people are grieving. Time heals. Keep going. Be happy. Don't be depressed, right? Can I tell you that stuff doesn't really work? I really only know one person that heals, and it's not time. Okay? It's the Lord. That's what it is. Joy inside comes from the Lord. That's how it happens. Yeah, it's pretty incredible that every single time, like as a family, we face some of this craziness, the thing that comes out, and it's very unique, right? I actually don't know, as our family's facing these different things, how it manifests, but I've learned to trust him. So let me kind of walk you guys through this real quick. I really do believe this. I know a card, a piece of paper, a note to a family member or a friend doesn't seem like a big deal. I don't know if you've ever received one of those notes or cards yourself, a Bible verse, encouraging word, or just, you know, even a birthday card where somebody did a little bit more than just sign their name, and they just like said something about you and how special that is. That's kind of what I'm believing that God is wanting us to do as a church family this week. So rejoice, joy, gratitude. What I would really like you to do is, in your card this week, why are you grateful for the person that comes to mind when you pray, okay? So a friend, family, whatever, I want you to really try, if you can, it doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be complicated, but, you know, in a few sentences, and guys, if writing a card just seems impossible, hedge trimmer, I'm telling you, it works, okay? So whatever you do, whether it's a card, a hedge trimmer, when you're thinking about how to communicate to your family, I'm really trusting you guys to do that. How are you grateful? To pray for them, I don't think I've ever in my life sat down to pray for any circumstance or a person and not instantly feel the potential and joy inside of, like, just the, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, pray for them. And then here, this will be the challenging part. Be brave and trust you're hearing the Lord and try to communicate that in the card, just in a sentence or two. What do you think the Lord wants to encourage them with? So why are you grateful for them? And then the next part, man, even if it's as simple as the Lord loves you and you're important, right? And then this is, write the card. When I said write the card and do things, this is really what I was thinking about. after you deliver it, after you drop it off, after you send it to them, challenge yourself to do whatever you feel the Lord tell you afterwards. Keep praying for them, check in with them, whatever it is, okay? Do you think you guys could do that this week? Yeah, do you think? Okay. This is interesting to me that, okay. It's interesting to me that the Lord would use a hedge trimmer to speak to me and my family. It's also super interesting to me that a lot of people struggle during the holidays. I don't know if you know that. Jen mentioned that. I can tell you guys, like, from a church perspective, we're busy the last couple of months of the year, and it's not because of Christmas parties. The church is really, really busy. It's because just statistically speaking, a lot of people struggle the last half part of the year because it's reminders of family members they lost, trauma from family, just things, sad things that happen, right? Like, I know that seems a little counterintuitive unless you're one of those that it's just like, yeah, I get it. Like, I get why the holidays can be really tough for people for different reasons. What I've found as we're ministering, as we're talking to people, as we're encouraging them, that verse, I'm going to go back to it. That verse is pretty stinking powerful. Rejoice always. Pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, relationships and results, when I think about that in context of this, if joy, if relationship with Him, if those things aren't your first reaction, that's a really good indicator to go right back to Him, is what I would say. So if you don't have that joy inside, you can't make yourself, you can't, you just can't. You know, we have friends that I watch try to do it, you know. Eventually you run out of parties, you run out of drinks, you run out of places to visit, you run out of money, you run out of friendships. Eventually, like, if you try to get there on your own, like, God loves us so much that He's going to use pain to guide us back to Him. And you can't will yourself into something God designed to give us. So I just want to pray for us this morning and also just give an opportunity to pray for each other a little bit too. You know, this is incredible. I can't tell you how grateful I am that God used a hedge trimmer to start, I mean, healing my heart and my family's. And I mean, honestly, like, I know that sounds super weird, but that's just what He did. And I think it was His idea, and I was just barely brave enough to do it. But looking back, God is incredible how He writes our stories, how He takes care of us, how He does the most incredible surgeries on our hearts, knitting us back together. It's pretty neat. So do y'all mind standing up? And then I think we're going to have a prayer team today as well. I know this season's a little tough for some, and I know what we were just talking about was a little heavy, but I hope that you'll remember the reason the heaviness goes away. This is a great opportunity. It really is. So I just want to pray real quick. So, God, I am so grateful that you care about us in ways that I never would have imagined, God. That you have taken the hardest of hard, the saddest hearts, the craziest circumstances, the things that were never supposed to happen, and you love us, you're there with us, and somehow out of our relationship with you explodes joy in relationship. God, I'm so grateful for that, Lord. God, and I just pray real specifically, Lord, for everyone in the room, that you and that person that's hurting this morning, God, get to get together to experience what happened with me and you, God. So, God, I just pray that you speak right now. Amen. Cool. Well, guys, thank you for coming this morning. We're really blessed and honored that you joined us this morning. And if you would, if you got a little sad going on, if you something inside you'd like to experience the Lord, it's a good day to get prayed for. It really is. God cares. He cares about you. He cares about what's hurting. It'd be a good day. So thank you, guys. You guys have a great Sunday.